Blog Talk Radio.
No matter if you're a startup organization or you've been around in business 5 years, 10 years, or maybe 20 or 30 years, you've got a business story that we'd like to hear. Hi, I'm Kevin Hunter on the Business Forum Show. If you'd like to be featured on TBFS Radio, please go to our website, thebusinessforumshow.com, and click on the link for Request an Interview. Again, the website is thebusinessforumshow.com. Or you can call our studios at 763-267-7260. Get in contact with us today. We'd love to hear your story. Kevin Hunter with Dave Ford on the Business Forum Show. And there's this big word out there, Dave, optional, that seems to get in the way of people's goals and really what they want to accomplish in life. So that's what we're going to talk about, and the difference between things that are optional versus those that are not. And this really oversimplifies things, but a couple things that I threw out on the board. Think about ice cream. It's something that you might want, but it's definitely optional. You could have it now, or you could have it 6 months from now, and it's not going to make that big of a difference.
Correct.
But what about oxygen?
Yep, not so much.
Not optional.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely got to have that, and if you go even a little too long without it, you turn blue and pass out.
Correct.
So when we start thinking about the difference between the wants in life and the absolute have-to-haves, The dreams that do actually happen and actually get moved forward are things that we have found ways to make not optional in our life. And so they might not be as cut and dry as ice cream and oxygen, but let's talk about some strategies in helping develop the not optional mantra around your goals in life.
Well, you know, I've shared this with most of my clients. They're aware of, like for me,
mm-hmm.
I don't get to say, you know, I'm not doing that or I'm not trying that or anymore because it's too limiting on anything that you're doing. And I've realized that in most cases, that whole bit is all your comfort zone and what you're comfortable in.
Sure.
So I've realized that in order for me to continue to be better, I have to step out of that comfort zone. So, you know, I've made my clients aware that I don't get to say I'm not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So things like my clients making me sing karaoke is not that I want to do it. I want nothing to do mm-hmm. with it, but it's not optional. I mm-hmm. have to do it because I've given my clients the expectation that I will do whatever. I don't get to say I'm not doing that because I'm afraid of doing it. I'm not doing that because I have to do it. Well, why do I do that? What's my expectation of my clients?
You don't want them to be able to say the same thing to you.
Correct.
With things you're asking
Correct.
Them to do.
So if I don't have the stones to do it myself, how can I expect them to?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I have to put myself in a position of, it's not optional.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be in the same, that's the same expectation. So they know it. So therefore, they know that for me, it's not optional. And you can test me,
mm-hmm.
and I will do it. I won't like it, but I will do it. So my expectation for you is it's not optional.
We all have those things that we don't like to do, too, don't we?
Absolutely. We all have those things. It's different aspects. It's whatever that you're looking at. What are the goals you want to accomplish? What are the things that you're doing? Okay, great. So what would force you to have to do that? What would make that not optional? One of my clients, I was working with a client a couple of years ago, and it was a father and son. And the father wanted to start transitioning the business over to the son.
Mm-hmm.
And because he wanted to be spending more time with his wife. His wife has some severe arthritis stuff and really has a hard time living in Minnesota in the winters. And he wanted to be able to spend more time with her and spend more time, you know, in the warmer climates during the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And he had always had a goal of, you know, geez, if we could spend like the month of January in Florida, that would be really helpful for her. That would be great.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the first things we did is, okay, so that's what you want to do. So it's August right now. It's August right now. So where do you want to go? Do you know where you want to go? Yep, I know where I want to go. Yep, okay, so is it available? Yeah, it's available. And what would you need to do to commit to it? I would have to put like $300 down to hold the space, to book it for the month.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. You'd have to put $300 down. Okay, go do it now.
Mm-hmm.
Do it today. Do it now. Well, but I'm not. That's not it. Yeah, I know there's lots of excuses, lots of reasons.
And get it done.
And what I'll tell you is over the next 4 months, all those excuses and reasons are going to be the reason that you don't go unless you book it now.
Mm-hmm.
If you book it now, all those excuses and reasons are still going to be there, and we'll just address them. It's now just a lot less optional.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Right now, you spending time in Florida is optional.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to try to make it less optional.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then even more less optional, even more less optional. For the first thing you have to do, okay, worst case scenario, cost you $300. Is that really that big a deal? Well,
not really.
No, okay. So, either you want to do this or you don't. If you want to do this, book it now. It'll cost you $300.
Mm-hmm.
So, he did.
So, there's two things that he's doing there. He's making a commitment and taking something that is optional in terms of just thinking and talking about it.
Yep.
And starting to put something into play. And so, he's moving
Correct.
It over into that not optional category.
Correct.
But
Correct.
Here's the other thing that I see happening in this whole deal is... he's actually putting some objectives, putting some a game plan into play here,
yep.
and making it possible for him to do this as well.
Correct.
And so in his brain, he's able to wrap his mind around the excuses for I can't this and I can't that become less and less and less as that game plan continues to unfold because he has more money invested.
Right.
He's got more time invested. He's been thinking about it for a longer period of time.
Yep.
And when the time comes to go, it's not that difficult to hop on the plane and then just go.
Correct. And you know what a big thing that happens once you book that? Once you book that and you spend the $300, instead of the statement being, I can't go because of this, I can't go, I got to get this done, I can't go, I got to get this done, what ends up happening, because you've already made that little commitment,
mm-hmm.
is, oh, I got to fix this so I can go. I got to fix this so I can go. I got to fix this so I can go. Instead of it being, I can't go because of this, I can't go because of this, it's now I have to fix this or I have to change this so I can go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So it's a whole different animal. And if you looked at it, you know, for anybody that's ever had a full-time job where they were working for somebody else and they were going on vacation and they had a whole pile of stuff they had to do before they went on vacation, they got it all done.
Mm-hmm.
Before they went on vacation,
mm-hmm.
because they had to.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if they wouldn't have been going on that vacation, they wouldn't have gotten all that stuff done.
So one of the strategies of moving a dream from the optional to the not optional category is actually developing a game plan on how to get it done.
And taking a step.
And
yeah.
then taking that step and start
Correct.
Doing it. And the more steps that you put into play, you think about, you know, somebody who has a dream of riding a bike across the country from coast to coast. And, I mean, you hear people doing this all the time.
Yep.
But if they never leave California, what's the chances they're ever going to see Maine?
Correct.
But if they get into Utah...
Mm-hmm.
It, could they still turn around? They could.
They could
still turn around, but now they got a lot of explaining to do because people are going to go, well, what do you mean? You've been gone for a week and
right.
you came back?
Yeah, exactly.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, yeah, it turns, the further you get into this game plan, the less optional it becomes.
Correct.
Kevin Hunt with Dave Ford on the Business Forum Show talking about why your goals can't be optional if you're going to accomplish them. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay tuned. The Army used to say, we're looking for a few good men. Along these lines, the Business Forum Show is looking for a few good business owners, men or women. You don't have to be an amazing company. You only need to have the right attitude to join an exclusive group of companies that the TBFS cast has worked with in this past year. 12 different companies in the last 12 months improved their profitability an average of 252%. That's correct, 252%. Do you think you have the right attitude to join these business owners? If you're selected, you'll learn from the best and brightest people in business today, and your company will be on its way to an amazing future. Again, the website is thebusinessforumshow.com or call our studio 763-267-7260. Again, 763-267-7260. The 250% Profit Improvement Club is looking for a few new members. Call TBFS today. Kevin Hunt with Dave Ford on the Business Forum Show, and we're talking about why your goals can't be optional and how to actually move them from that optional to the not optional category. And, you know, one of the illustrations that, interestingly, you visited about some time back on one of our shows a while back, but was really what happens to somebody when they even go out to shop for a car. People will have the idea that I'm not buying anything today. The whole thing is completely in the optional category.
Yep.
And they've decided we're just going to look, we're just going to take a few test drives, we're just going to whatever, and they have huge resistance to actually making that first step towards buying one. They're just saying, I'm going to test drive.
Yep.
Well, unbeknownst to them, they actually are taking a first step because they're test driving.
Correct.
And by test driving, they're submitting themselves to the process by which at some point it turns from optional to not optional. And so let's talk a little bit about dissatisfaction and vision and how that process, by working on both of those, all of a sudden this whole idea of even buying a car moves from an optional to a not optional category.
Well, I'll use an example from my own personal example of how I applied that to myself, how I put myself in that position, to make something that was optional no longer optional.
Mm-hmm.
We have a 20-year-old, a 10-year-old, well, he's going to be 11 in a couple weeks, and a 9-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Several years ago, I had, well, about time the two youngest were like 4 and 5, I started going, I want to take him to Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
And the year would go by, and we didn't go to Disney World. Why not? Because going to Disney World was optional.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's expensive.
And it's expensive, correct.
Yes.
So I went, okay, I have to figure out a way to do this, to actually take, because I'm just, there's all kinds of other reasons why we're not going, but basically it's just because it's optional.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to make this happen. I want my kids to go to Disney World. And so we were putting together our goals for the year, my wife and I, and putting together kind of a dream chart. Here's the things we want to do. Here's the places we want to go. And right in the middle of it was a big picture of Cinderella's castle.
Mm-hmm.
And we had it on a board, and we took that board, and we put it on our kitchen door. Basement door, which is right there in the kitchen, right?
Yes.
And my daughter, who was, she'd have been six or seven at the time, seven, saw it and went bananas. She's like, "That Disney World, Daddy, are we going to Disney World? Are we going to Disney World?" She was all excited.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Yep." "When?" "Well, not yet." "Why not?" "Because Daddy needs to sign a few more clients first."
Mm-hmm.
"Okay. How many?" "3. "Okay, good." So the next day when I came home from work, she didn't greet me. She didn't come running and greet me with, you know, "Hey, Daddy's home." She said, her the first thing she said to me was, "How many more clients, Daddy?" And I said, 3. Well, the basis of the formula that you're talking about is dissatisfaction times your vision plus whatever that first step is has to be greater than your resistance to doing to getting there, to doing what's necessary. So I didn't have a lot of dissatisfaction for my kids not going to Disney World because they didn't really know they weren't going. I hadn't talked to them about it. I hadn't put it up there anyway, anywhere. I had lots of vision for what going to Disney World would be like. But if you do it on a scale of 1 to 10, if my dissatisfaction was only a 2 and my vision was a 10, that's still only 20.
Right.
Whatever my resistance is, there's no way that's going to be greater than it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I had to raise my dissatisfaction with my kids not going to Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
And believe me, coming home from work every single day and having your 7-year-old little daughter come running in and to see you, and the first thing she says is, "How many more clients, Daddy?" And you have to say 3, the same number she's heard for the last week, and watch that face.
That no longer works.
Man, your dissatisfaction is now so high, you're doing whatever you have to solve that problem. So my dissatisfaction was through the roof, absolutely. Okay, so I needed to do whatever I had to do to be able to say 2.
Mm-hmm.
Because I figured that would end it then.
Yep.
So at least, okay, so we're getting there.
Mm-hmm.
So I was fine. I was so excited. I was able to come home one day, and I was able to say 2.
Mm-hmm.
And the face didn't change a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Because it wasn't 0.
Right.
I didn't realize that. I didn't realize it. I was thinking that she just wants to see progress. No, she wanted me to say 0.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't matter if it was 3, 2, or 1. That wasn't 0.
Mm-hmm.
So I went through, again, dissatisfaction could not have been higher. every day I'm doing everything I can to make that a zero.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, it took a couple of weeks, I was able to come home and say, zero.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought she'd be all excited and all, she was like, okay. Because now she knew she was going.
Right.
Okay, now we're done. Mm-hmm. No more conversation about it. Now I just had to set it up, and now, okay, so as soon as it was zero, I went online, picked the dates, okay, booked a room. You know, again, you can do the whole thing for $300. You can hold on to it for $300.
Mm-hmm.
So immediately, as soon as it was zero, I went in, picked the dates, and booked it. We had a room, $300 was on, you know, was holding it.
Right.
And I've gotten till whatever, 4 weeks before that I have to pay it off. So I made that commitment and just figured it out, and we went to Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Disney World because my dissatisfaction was so high that I had to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at your dissatisfaction times your vision, that's what keeps you from getting things done. That's what keeps you from getting from A to B. You have a resistance. When you go to buy a car, everybody has a resistance level buying a car.
Right.
That's not why they buy the car. They buy the car because they get more dissatisfied with their current car.
Mm-hmm.
They're test driving the car. They can see what life is like test driving that new car. Hey, this car fits me. I look good in this car. Absolutely. When you get done driving the car salesman, that's that first step piece, just simply says, yep, I know you're not ready to buy a car today. Let's talk about some numbers so when you are ready, you know what to expect. And then 4 hours later, you're walking out with a new car.
And, you know, they don't necessarily understand the D times V, you know, plus
not
the first step
right.
equals, you know, it has to be greater than R. They don't necessarily understand it in that formula. But I'll tell you what, the whole thing about building vision is a definite strategy of them in the car business. In the minute, you know, when you talk about, well, let's just take a look at the numbers so that you know for later.
Yep.
When you sit down and some, you know, they start seeing some new resistance or somebody leaning back and folding their arms. What do? They get you out of, well, let's go take a look at the car again.
Yeah,
they get
absolutely.
You back out there and get you back in touch with your vision.
They know that you're not gonna they're not gonna sell you a car unless they get you in it.
Mm-hmm.
They use that formula. I mean, you know, if I would not have put Cinderella's castle on the kitchen door,
mm-hmm.
we wouldn't have went to Disney World.
Big difference having some visibility there and some accountability, and it's
gotta have the accountability to make it happen.
Changes everything from optional to not optional. Kevin Hunter with Dave Ford on the Business Forum Show, talking about how to make your goals actually happen. Thanks for listening. Hi, I'm Kevin Hunter on the Business Forum Show with a few thoughts on how your customers might be viewing your organization. When Bain & Company surveyed a number of businesses and asked how their clients would rate their service, the companies stated that 80% of their clients would rate them as superior. However, when the customers themselves were surveyed, only 8% of them gave these same businesses a superior rating. That's quite a gap, but it does serve to illustrate how little companies really know about what their customers are thinking. Can you afford to run your business without knowing what issues might be causing your customers to want to leave? Can you afford to be missing out on opportunities for growth simply because you aren't talking to your clients? Of course, the answer is no. So get started today talking to your clients. And if you're not sure how to put this together or construct it, give us a call at the Business Forum Show, 763-267-7260. Or look us up on the web, thebusinessforumshow.com. We'll be happy to hook you up with resources to help you get in touch with your clients today. Hi, I'm Kevin Hunter. As host of Business Talk Radio, I get the opportunity to cross paths with some very unique owners. Scott Favilla, the owner of Computer Rangers, is a perfect example of this. He founded Computer Rangers in 2005 after working on computers for the previous 15 years. Since then, he's acquired numerous certifications to become the expert that he is today. But that's just the beginning of his story. You see, Scott is a disabled Army vet. He was deployed to the Middle East and sustained injuries that kept him hospitalized for 6 months. This didn't stop him from attending St. Cloud State University and later starting his own business. Scott Favilla isn't looking for sympathy. When he talks about Computer Rangers, he pridefully states that customer satisfaction is his number one goal, and he works tirelessly to earn his clients' business through the quality of service he believes they want and deserve. This is the attitude that has made him a successful business owner today. Scott Favilla. Find him online at computerrangers.net or call Scott today at 763-245-6042. You've been listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, on Life 365, and on the TBFS Radio Network. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and Allison Lindstrom, I'm Kevin Hunter. Thanks for listening.